everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are jumping into a whole new era of Power Rangers. As I mentioned last time, after seeing the Power Rangers had been reduced to fancy repeats, Haim Saban bought back Power Rangers from Disney as well as his other toku shows and got them on Netflix and made a deal with Shout Factory to release the previous seasons on DVD. But what about the future? Well, it was decided to adapt the next Sentai series, Samurai Sentai Shinkenger, despite the overly Japanese tone of the series. I mean, the little masks or the windows on their helmets are Japanese kanji. However, due to the quick turnaround time, it was decided to just basically adapt the episodes on a one-to-one basis. There'd be some few changes to change the fact that it's not in Japan and to bring in Bulk from Mighty Morphin through Lost Galaxy, actually. So there is that. Meanwhile, Saban was busy promoting the show, getting a new balloon made for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, although that was the Mighty Morphin Red Ranger, not the new Samurai Ranger, and setting up a TV deal with Nickelodeon. However, Nickelodeon had strict schedule guidelines that Power Rangers would have to follow. Like the old Fox Kids days, the show would start in February or March and have a summer hiatus. However, unlike Fox, when the show would come back and just air daily until they finished the episodes, on Nickelodeon, it would still be a weekly show due to the limitations on the number of episodes they could have per season. This limitation also meant that going forward, each series would need to be split into two seasons, giving us 40 episodes plus four holiday specials over the course of 2 years. The first series under this Neo-Saban era would be Power Rangers Samurai. It made its debut on February 2nd, 2011, but it started with the third episode because Nickelodeon can't count, and then saved the first two episodes for the end of the season. However, since I count starting at number one, I am going to go with episode one first, and we'll do the first two episodes, so the dates will be a little weird when I do the dates of airing, and then we'll pick up with episode three this time next week. So, today, we are watching Power Rangers Samurai Episode 1, Origins, Part 1. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this here in 3, 2, 1, go! Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai. 47?
48? 49? All the Neo Saban seasons will have those kinds of intros. It's, in case it's the first time ever watching Power Rangers ever in your whole entire life, or you just don't understand how these things work. A gap is an entrance and exit between the netherworld and ours. Do not peek in, for on the other side is the home of the evil Nylock.
Oh, I forgot to mention, this also meant that Power Rangers hit HD. Mostly because Sentai had also hit HD at this point. So in order to make the footage match, both series would have to be HD. Rust on his blade? I wonder if the Sentai said blood. I don't remember. Oh yes, in the new intro, believe it or not, this would be the beginning of our reversion to just about every season having Go-Go Power Rangers as the intro. An updated version of the music, although I still say that the original sounds better. Time to turn up the heat. And as you heard in the intro,
the kanji is symbol power, so they're just symbols. Oh, I think that was our intro for the episode too. Oh no, it's not. There it is. In case you didn't get enough of the music, here it is again. And since we're at the end of the season, we got the Gold Ranger already showing up in the intro, just for this and next episode. Oh, and this is fun too. Everyone's saying their names. Oh yeah, and Rick Medina is back as a bad guy this time. I don't know that we'll see him in these episodes, because I think he shows up later. But again, remember, these intros reflect the fact that we're at the end of the season. I probably should have cut them out, but it wouldn't be the full episode if I did it that way. Oh yeah, and I'll talk about more of those other forms in a minute. Well, maybe not. Oh yeah, they'll show up in this episode. All right, Origins Part 1 first aired on October 15th, 2011. The English writers were David Schneider and James W. Bates. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi and was directed by Peter Salmon.
Teams of samurai have battled this evil for centuries.
I'm really supposed to lead a team?
It's what your training has prepared you for.
This is Mentor. He previously played the villain in Power Rangers SPD, whose name I can't think of at the moment. Does this guy speak rhyme all season? Oh, here we go. The boat was underwater.
It's good to be on board again. So, Gaiju, where's the big red one? Come on, answer me. Just where is that barnacle of a moss? Where's Master Zandred? Out with it!
Okay, so he doesn't speak in rhyme, thank goodness. That's Master Zandred. I like how they point that out. So the Rangers thought he was defeated, and he thought the Rangers were defeated. Okay. That was a sudden cut.
Son. Dad.
What color ranger do you think he is?
I wanted to wish you good luck for your final meet. mentor to the Red Ranger has told me the time is near. You have always trained with discipline and honor, knowing that it is your destiny to join the Power Rangers.
Proudly.
Now, you must stand united with them, no matter how great the challenge. You will not be alone. There are others who also await the call.
They are also still filming this in New Zealand. We're just going to have more American actors now. Must have been an Asian town or something.
Jaden, Jaden. Master Zandrid must have awakened. A new breed of Nylock, more powerful than ordinary Moogers, have mobilized. You cannot wait any longer. The time has come to summon your team of Samurai Rangers.
Are you sure I'm ready to lead?
One Samurai is strong, but a team is unbeatable. Just remember your father's words as he left for his final battle.
This is to be yours. One day the great responsibility of being the Red Ranger will fall to you. Remember, protect the world from evil. Stand by your allies. Never run from a battle.
Master Sandra's on the move. Come on, we've got to go. Samurai Rangers, let's finish this.
You're right, G. I'll never forget his last words. I must not fail. I am the Red Ranger.
And like previous Saban seasons, acting is fantastic. Oh no, is he gonna swim or go?
I've been saving these until you were ready. Take them. Your fellow samurai are on their way.
But they seem like they're so far away. Okay, now that was kind of cool.
Never forget the mission of the Samurai Ranger. Be brave, work together, and no matter what, don't ever give up.
Samurai forever!
Those lame rangers should have shown up by now. This should get their attention.
I'm Kevin, and I'm here to fight with you. I'm sorry. I didn't know the Red Ranger was a girl.
I'm not the Red Ranger. I'm the Pink. My name's Mia. Are you the Red Ranger?
No, I'm the Blue.
Oh.
You guys must be my peeps.
You're the Red Ranger?
No, I'm Mighty Green.
How did they know where to... Never mind.
With an answer like that, you have to be the Red Ranger.
Yes, I am the Red Ranger. We're your team of samurai.
Let me warn you now. If you follow me, there is no turning back. Either we defeat the Nylock together, or they will take over the world. I will give these to only those who are ready to accept the challenge. Do not accept because you were trained to do so. Accept only if you are willing to commit and fight as Samurai Power Rangers with all your heart.
Without hesitation.
I've been planning for this since I was a little girl. So yes, I'm ready to give it all I've got.
Okay. Do we have to be so formal? Let's do this thing.
Let's go.
Now, before the series aired, this was actually a preview clip. They showed this clip like a week before the show aired. Something like that.
Come on, who are you punks?
We're the Samurai Rangers. Samurizer!
Go, go, Samurai!
They have changed the morpher for this series. In the Japanese version, it's still a cell phone, but it's got a brush attachment. This has a light on the end. Like, this is more of a digital laser symbol thing than actually painting brush strokes in the air. We're fortunate this is not the full one, because the full one, they do one at a time, and it takes forever. I think they're also using basically the same stunt actors that they used for the Disney era. I believe a lot of this is still the Disney guys. Just under a different company name. Okay, I forgot how much I don't like the puns. Well, he's not used to working together. We're going to have a early episode involving the team coming together as a team, aren't we? Those discs are pretty cool, though. If you actually have a spin sword, the toy, which is a lot smaller, and those discs, they have animation. They kind of look like animated. It's kind of cool. Literally. sick move, but someone just lost their car. Did he just trash that pillar also? Wow. If this is a new version of them, how does he know that? Unless he remembers from when his dad fought them?
Guys, we could fight this Nylock. Remember your training. We all have our own folding zone. If we each use our symbol power, we can morph into Mega Mode. Cool.
You're right. Follow my lead. Lion folding zone.
Now, from what I understand, the sword... Okay, so these suits were designed by the same people that designed the Mighty Morphin suits used in the original Mighty Morphin movie. This is done purely for the toys. They do not use these suits outside of the Zords. The new sword is pretty cool. It actually was released, and it was bigger than the Spin Sword toy. Just keep in mind that in the Sentai, they did not have the Mega Mode power, so they just got inside the Zords. They used the symbol power or whatever to make their Zords bigger. And the Zord cockpit is a brand new set. Oh, they didn't put laser beams or whatever over those... blasts.
We'll help you, Jaden. I'll come from the left.
Huh. I'll take him from the right. Time to wipe that smile right off your skirt. My turn to give it a whirl.
A flying turtle puck, moving really slow. Oh, that's not good. What is that thing supposed to be? A bear, maybe? It made the eyes pop out. They just met. How do they know their names? Oh, I think they digitally colored that fire. Yeah, that's not a good sound effect. I mean, I know that's basically what it is, but I don't think that's a good sound effect for that. It makes it sound kind of cheesy. And he's going to say that just about every time.
We did good.
Piece of cake. We could have never done it without each other.
Thank you for leading us into battle.
Bravo. Such energy. Such grace.
Who is that? This is G, our mentor.
Welcome to your new home. You've all come from different places and families. But share one noble goal.
They have no luggage.
We just followed some good advice and worked as a team.
Yes, but you are not just any team. You are the Samurai Rangers.
Rangers!
And there you go, our first episode. Koichi Sakamoto is still here. He's been around since Mighty Morphin Season 3 and is still on the show at this point. I don't know that he stays on past Samurai. He might have helped them get resituated here. But anyway, so that was our first look at Power Rangers Samurai. Not bad, I guess. Oh, what is this at the end? Mar Vista. Nice, that's new. But that's going to do it for our first episode. Next time, we'll be watching our second episode, Origins Part 2, because we haven't learned everything yet. You would think that'd be enough. But you know, those Zords, they do have to come together at some point. So anyway, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.